This is an MUT Radio podcast.
I promised you to be going to have a woman, La and A. She's going to be telling us more about history. Musa Kona. As well as a constable on the other side, bako nage uguti, just to assist ye nage uguti guhamba kanjani in ekumele ayenze for a step forward. I think ukonage uDimpo, let me just by greeting a Dimpo unjani. Hello? Angas no muyangi zain. Dimpo? I don't know. But it seems like Siela Segilan. Hi, Dimpo.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Sorry?
Can you hear me?
Okay, yes, I can hear you.
Yes,
Nya Pila, Nam, I'm so sorry for that. I do have a constable on the other hand. Constable Sigbingelelen, welcome you on MET Radio. Siyaphila kakhulu, siyaphila constable. Yeah, mhlambe ake sizwe istory sakhe uDimpo. And then sizwe take it from there ukuthi uDimpo yena sithini isitori sakhe kuhamba kanjani. Dimpo?
Hi, Mindela.
Yes. Besacela please take us through your story sizwe ukuthi kuhamba kanjani kuwena.
Okay, so I really don't know where to start.
Sure.
But I'm a woman that has been assaulted and sexually harassed under police. That is why I stand with that. Okay, because from myself also, I cannot hear constable at all.
Yeah. Okay, but you may proceed.
Oh, okay. So, as I was saying, I'm a woman that was assaulted and sexually harassed under police. Yes.
Sure. Mhlambe, if you can tell umlaleli ukuthi, if you are comfortable, mhlambe, you can share ukuthi kwenzakalani. What happened? Wasizakala? Have you taken any steps ukuthi usizakale? Kwenzakalani?
Okay, it was what I can call it, understanding where I am now.
Yeah.
Because we all know everyone got their right.
Yes.
And it was a thing of miscommunication of me having an argument with my mom, then it reached under the police. So instead of them communicating with me, they decided to just assault me when I get there, labeled as disrespectful, and all those things. So because now I'm pushing the police brutality awareness, it's just me moving, saying, because local has happened to me, I'm not going to allow it to happen to any woman out there, no matter the circumstances of what happened. No police got the right to put their hands on any woman and sexually harass them. Because I was undressed in front of a policeman, and the way he handled me, all that under sexual harassment.
Sure.
He was grabbing my hair, using putting look on me.
Mhlambe, you were sexually harassed. You were sexually harassed. You were pekaya, at church, I'm 17.
At police station.
Oh, but what was the police?
Sorry?
You were looking for help the time being harassed sexually?
Yes, I was supposed to be questioned.
Yeah.
So, as part of being, as a procedure, I was undressed and assaulted. Yes.
Okay. I guess mhlambe uConstable don't drop on your side to see ukuthi uConstable mhlambe yena uthini. Constable. Yes. Uthi she was sexually harassed ezocela usizo mayelana nokuhlukumezeka kwakhe. Angazi ukuthi mhlambe there are any advice mhlambe that she can give her, because uthi wayethe yena ngokwakhe she expected ukuthi mhlambe kuzokhulunywa, but akuzange kukhulunywe, but she was harassed.
Hi Lindelwa.
Yes, Constable was explaining lana ukuthi mhlambe you should put a complaint against the member that is involved lapho ecaleni, uye kuma offices akwa public relations ukhona uzokwazi ke ukuthi uthole usizo. Mhlambe have you ever tried ukwenza lokho before?
It was two separate things, because there are already people that I have met, because there was a man that I would say he's the one that I should be laying in charge of sexual harassment.
Yeah.
And then there were also women. Those are the people that I have already met with, and they did apologize. So under sexual harassment and having to live with guys and all those things, is under the policeman that sexually harassed me and assaulted me. But that is the a road that I haven't taken yet. But I think in years of Constable Utini, and I will take that step against him, because if he realized that what he did, but we by now, if it's something that happened next year, Segabuile give me and made a checkup, how am I mentally, and all those things. But because he hasn't done that, then meaning he's just carrying on as if nothing has happened.
Mhlambe kukhona okunye that you want to share?
Thing I wanted to put out there is that I'm standing as a woman in this woman's mind by sharing my story, so that if there's anyone who has been assaulted and or been in the same situation as me, they shouldn't be afraid to speak up for themselves, because Baba Ntweswazane. And yeah. I'm really saying no to police brutality, because now who's next? So that is why, under whatever I'm saying, I'm really pushing that hashtag who's next, because it shouldn't be me. It was not supposed to be me. It should not be any woman, Xaza, or in future, any way, Lanyi Corner, or in the world.
Okay, no, thank you so much, Dimpo, yeah, for your time. Ngiyacabanga ukuthi obufuna ukusho usukusho konke.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you so much.
Any question that you okay?
I think ukhona ke uConstable. Hi Constable.
Ngibingelele msakazi, ngibingelele nakubalaleli.
Yes, ngiyaxolisa kakhulu for what happened. I'm really sorry. Kodwa usesishilo intombazane story sakhe. Maybe if you can just go a recap, sizwe ukuthi mhlambe yini le obuyiqwashisa okanye obumtshela yona ukuthi kumele ayenze, because for sure she's listening right now.
Okay, ngibingelele once again igama uConstable Carol Mdambo, ngikhamuka Durban Metropolitan Services. Yes. So ucomplainant ukhala ngokuthi she was sexually harassed at a police station. Yeah. Therefore, I cannot speak on behalf of SAPS njengoba bengisho, kodwa under uDurban Metropolis akekho umuntu futhi omkhulu ukunomthetho, nakhona ke kuwona wonke umuntu nje akekho odlula umthetho. Therefore, ucomplainant unayo iright yokuthi ahambe ayovula icala, yeah, an official complaint,
yeah,
against the member that harassed her sexually. Akekho umuntu onelungelo lokuthi harass omunye umuntu sexually, especially. If kuguthi a member yaka Durban Metropolis at 16 Achikumede Place, sine office le public relations, lapho umuntu afika khona, afake I complaint against a member ukuthi iyenze ukuthi nokuthi nokuthi. Kodwa futhi lawo macala lawo siyawa investigator kahle ngoba kwesinye isikhathi umuntu uyahluthukelwa inhliziyo bese bona ukuthi kungona hamba yovulela icala iphoyisa kanti mhlawumbe iphoyisa belenza umsebenzi. Kodwa when it comes to these cases like ama sexual harassment cases, they are carefully investigated. Also, it is a criminal offense. Angahamba complainant ayovula icala kwi police station eseduze naye asho ukuthi suspect wenza ukuthi nokuthi 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 okubonakalayo ukuthi okay iphoyisa elim interviewayo lobe seliwabheka ama elements of the crime ubese livula icala bese ke lelo cala seli subject ukuthi li investigate. When it comes to we assistance, when it comes to ama psychological assistance, sinawo uFemsa all SAPS stations noma ekungewona wonke manje, but uFemsa in most SAPS stations no lifeline uyayuya bekhona lapho kuba khona I social worker or a psychologist okuyiyona eyayikusize if you are having problems or you are traumatized again noma ingendlela thizeni uyakwazi ukuthi noma kune domestic violence or experience ayikhaya hamba othola lolo sizo ngaphandle kokuthi ukhokhe. So abantu abanalo ulwazi abanye ngalokho omunye ukuthola uma esenento edinga ukuthi ngidinga psychological assistance. Abantu abaningi bayitshela ukuthi when it comes to ama psychologist or ama social worker you need to have a medical aid noma ube nemali ukuthi ukhokhe. Cha, akunjalo, ikhona ke usizo oyayoluthole if you go to ama SAPS stations. Also if we go SASSA offices, kuma SASSA offices na uFemsa as well, and also ama abantu abasuke be sexually assaulted babe khona ke uFemsa as well, ama psychologist akhona ayahlala eThuthuzela care center, so baye bekwazi ukuthi bakunikeze usizo lwa assistance ngoba i-trauma iyinkinga kakhulu. Abanye bagcine sebefuna ukukommit ama suicide due to i-trauma. So kubalekile ukuthi umuntu uma experience something or i-traumatized ahamba ayofisa ukuthola usizo lokuthi abe psychologically counseled.
Constable, thank you so much for your time. I hope nomuntu obelalele uchaza kabanzi based on this na mhlambe who have faced something similar ukuthi hamba uyo reporter kwakhona ama psychologist akhona ke nama social worker who can assist kuyona ke leyo nkinga leyo osuke ubhekene nayo. We thank you so much for your time, Constable. May you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Nibe right man, ngiyabonga.
Ngibonga mina. There was a constable sharing ukuthi ke uDimpo yini ekumele ayenze since she was sexually harassed ezo uvula icala about inkinga ke abhikane nazo. Then what may fika police station la ayefike khona ngakubo wayesethola ukuthi ke akalithola usizo al expectile, but she was sexually harassed. Mhlawumbe ngeke nawe you've got a similar experience sexual constable ukuthi what you need to do is to just report kuona ke ama public relations office kanti ke nama social worker nama psychologist they can also assist kuyona leyo nkinga osuke.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.